Gmail Podcast, Gmail Hosting, Part 2.
This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Welcome to the Gmail Podcast, a collection of short hints, tips, and tricks to help you get more from your Gmail account. I'm your host, Chuck Tomasi. Thank you for joining me today. If you're listening to this by clicking directly on the icon on the website, consider subscribing for free to get the show automatically delivered to you. Just download Apple iTunes and go to www.chuckchat.com and click on the image that says Subscribe iTunes next to the Gmail Podcast banner. It's quick, free, and easy. If you haven't listened to part one of this cast, you might want to go back and learn how to start the process of changing your email to be managed by Google. If you don't listen to part one, this part may not make much sense. With that said, let's move on. It took a couple of days, but I received my application approval to be on the beta team with a link and instructions provided. Per the instructions, I went to the link and logged in with my account. The next step is to choose an admin account and give it a password. Typically, this would be admin@yourdomain.com or whatever you choose. The final step is to set up the MX record. Now, the MX record is a mail exchange record which tells the internet where to route email to your domain. This is not necessarily the same as the host that has your website, your FTP, or anything else. It simply routes the mail. There's a pick list to get instructions particular to the most popular hosting providers. Mine was included, so I was lucky. From there, it's a simple matter of following the instructions precisely. If you host your own DNS, you should be familiar enough to update the MX records to use the information from the sample data given from one of the other hosting providers. It will take up to a day before the changes take effect. This is just part of doing business on the internet. Now it's a matter of managing the users using the admin account. I only have a few names in the chuckchat.com domain, so I chose to type them in manually and get the new passwords to the affected users. You can also use the Advanced Tools menu option on the right to learn how to create a comma-separated file and do a bulk account update by uploading the file and let Gmail create the accounts, saving you a bunch of time. Now, whenever you need to manage your email for this domain, log into Gmail not with your Gmail account, but with your admin account for your domain. The URL is mail.google.com/hosted/yourdomainname. This brings you to your control panel to add users, lists, nicknames, or customize your settings for your domain. I've been using Google as my mail hosting provider for a few weeks now. I enjoy all the benefits of Gmail, like GUI interface, a nice large email box, and the ability to filter, chat, and even forward my mail to my consolidated Gmail box if I choose. That's all the time we have for this week. If you still haven't done so, stop by the website and click on the Frapper link or go to frapper.com/gmail. That's frapper.com/gmail to let me know where you are in the world. Comments, suggestions, or Gmail invite requests can be sent to gpodcast@gmail.com. I have no affiliation with Google other than as a satisfied Gmail user. This show is supported by listener donations from listeners like you. Visit the website www.chuckchat.com. This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech. Join the discussion forums for all the member shows at forums.friendsintech.com. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to write.
You've got Gmail.